This is the 447th episode of the Bowtie Chronicles podcast, the podcast from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. It gives you everything you need to know about the Atlanta Falcons. I'm D. Orlando Ledbetter, the Falcons beat reporter for the AJC, and we're here to discuss the aftermath of the firing of Coach Arthur Smith. The Falcons elected to move on from Coach Smith late last night or early in the morning, however you want to figure it out. We got news at 12:03 a.m., so it was technically on Black Monday that we found out that the team was going to fire Coach Arthur Smith. And, you know, nobody's happy about anybody losing their job, but, you know, the brain trust decided that it was time to move on. They wanted to be a little bit better in this season where they had the easy schedule. And, you know, they weren't able to get over that mountain and elected to move in a different direction with the head coach. So if you're listening to us for the first time, please make sure to follow the show on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Bowtie Chronicles from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
All right, we're back here at the Bowtie Chronicles podcast, and Arthur Blank and Rich McKay met with the media today at the Foundation Center for the Blank Enterprises over there in Buckhead today. And so they talked 90 minutes, you know, covered a lot of different topics. We'll concentrate on the head coach and the termination. They decided they were asked about Lamar Jackson, which is one of Cunningham's favorite things, why they didn't go after him. He's about to win the MVP. And they basically said they would have been broke. They would have been back into a salary cap situation. And that, you know, they were fine with going with Ritter. That just didn't work out for them. They were also asked about the Deshaun Watson, because basically we're here because they fumbled the transition from Matt Ryan to the next quarterback, which they should have been planning for, you know, once he hit the 10-year mark. But they didn't do it, and that's why we're here. They think they've built out the roster and just need to drop in a coach and a quarterback at this point. So let's get on to Arthur Blank and Rich McKay. Here is Arthur Blank on the tone of the meeting with Arthur Smith.
We met for, you know, I don't know, probably a few hours, maybe a little bit longer than that. And we, you know, we had a very respectful, thoughtful discussion about the last 3 years, about each of the 3 years, about where we were as an organization, as a franchise, where the roster was. We talked about, you know, considerations that were on the table, and just felt at the end of the day, and we spent some quiet time after we finished with Coach Smith, deciding that the right decision, all things considered, that we needed to move forward. But it was very, like every meeting we've had with Coach Smith for the last 3 years, has always been thoughtful, smart as heck, caring, kind, cares about the game, cares about winning, cares about the players, cares about our franchise, cares about Atlanta.
All right, Rich McKay is the Falcons CEO. Here is what he had to say about the decision to fire Arthur Smith.
For us, we have to look at the fans and say, are we in a place where we think we can compete for a championship? And are we going to be too patient, or not. And in this case, we felt like the change was necessary to make sure that we compete in 24 at the highest level. So I, you know, have a really good, I've enjoyed my professional and personal relationship with Arthur. He's a, he did, as Arthur Blank just noted, you know, he started at the ground up. I mean, he was a GA or below GA that worked his way all the way up to being a head football coach. And he, you know, he's a very respectful, very good guy in the building, very good relationship with his players. But we need to always hold ourselves accountable to our fans, and we need to try to put ourselves in a position to compete for championships, and that's why we made this decision at this time.
You know, we met with Arthur Blank early in the off season here, and you know, he said that this was year three of a third-year plan, and they, you know, they wouldn't, they didn't want to qualify. Like, hey, we want a winning record. Hey, we want a playoffs. Hey, we want this. But you know, it was pretty much a, you know, kind of unspoken word that they needed a breakthrough this season. They needed to take advantage of the week's schedule and move ahead of the Bucs and the Saints and win the division. They had opportunities to do so, but there were just too many bad losses. And here is why Arthur Blank telling us that this was not a snap decision.
Obviously, it's not a snap decision. It's one that you you continue to ruminate on as the season goes on. You absorb things, you see things, how are we doing, how are we responding, what's our record against winning teams, what's our record against losing teams. Our record against losing teams this year was abysmal, honestly. And coach would be the first to say that. Lots of reasons, but we lost a bunch of games we probably should not have lost or didn't have to lose, if you will. So, you know, I don't think it was any one thing. And it was not like one point in time where you, you know, press a button and decide. At the end of the day, you have to do that, and we did it last night. But, you know, we wanted to make sure that we had an opportunity to, in a quiet way, several hours after the game, et cetera, to make sure we had a chance to listen to Coach Smith. We had a chance to share with him our observations and our feelings and why we felt the way we did. I think it's just the result of that, you know, of that process.
So that's, you know, a little bit of insight into the decision-making process here. I thought if the Falcons made the playoffs, certainly if they had closed out the season by beating the Bears and beating the Saints, they'd have, you know, that'd have made them 9-8, would have likely won a division and maybe sent them to the playoffs to play Philly, get a win. Then you could start building. You got some momentum. And Arthur Smith was good throughout the year discussing, hey, we know the business we're in. You know, if you faint of heart, you know, you should have never got in it. His teams just didn't get the job done. And, you know, when you have that roller coaster ride like they had, you know, a couple good games here, then a bad game, never able to string it together. So, you know, part of that's coaching. Part of that might be you might not be as good as you thought you were. But that's where we're at with the Atlanta Falcons. Now, it's a big topic of discussion around town. It's like, hey, where's the GM? Where's the GM? They came together. It was a two-person deal. And Arthur Smith is being fired, and Terry Fontenot is the general manager, but they're not letting him pick his own head coach here the second time around. Arthur Blank's going to pick the coach. So here's Arthur Blank on the absence of Terry Fontenot and exactly what is his role in the coaching search.
Terry actually is here. So are a ton of other staff people that'll be heavily involved in the search. And heavily involved in the decision as we go forward. Because they're physically not here doesn't mean they're not very well represented here. Terry was aware of the process we were going through. We sought out Terry's opinion of other senior people in our organization as well. So he's, you know, he's done an excellent job as our general manager. Our drafts 2001, 2, and 3, 21, 22, 23 have been good, and some have been a little better than others. Certainly, our free agency, the investments we've made this year on the pro side of the ball have been outstanding in my view. Serious investments, serious returns we've gotten from them. But Terry is our general manager and will be heavily involved in the process going forward.
Hopefully that makes sense. I think I kind of got it. Arthur Blank's up top. This is a flow chart, so you can draw it if you want to. Then right below him is Rich McKay. And then under him is to the left is the coach. To the right's the GM. They both report to McKay. He's the buffer between the coach and the GM and the owner, which kind of makes sense because, you know, the owner used to have to meet with the coach once a week. I don't know if they're still doing that on Mondays, but they still meet. But it seems like it's a little bit different structure than a traditional NFL structure. I know the Packers had Bob Harlan was the managing partner. Ron Wolf was the GM. Mike Holmgren reported to him. And then Wolf had the pro scouts on one side and then the college scouts on one side. So he had like three levels reporting to him. You know, Reggie McKenzie and John Dorsey were the, you know, Will Lewis was in there. That was the traditional model. Now these owners are a little bit more active in the football operations, and they want to know what's going on day to day. So they put in some more layers and made it look a little bit different than it was traditionally. All right. Now, here is the process has started, which means they probably made some requests to interview people here during this week where teams are not playing. So I got to go look at the bye teams and see which coaches are on that staff and figure out who if they made requests for them. They said they are going to release their interviews, so hopefully we'll be able to give that to you. But here is Arthur Blank on how they will take their time with the coaching search process.
As I said initially, we've kind of begun the process, if you will. It doesn't take long to get going, so we're moving. But I also want to be clear on this, is that there is no timetable. The only timetable is to do this correctly. Take our time, be thoughtful, do all the interviews, be respectful, make sure we have a full, diverse slate of candidates that we're considering in every way, give each and every one of them an opportunity to express their vision for our football team, for our franchise, for the roster, and where we are and where we expect to go. We'll take as much time as we need to do that and do it correctly.
All right, you know, we're here a little bit sooner than we thought, you know, 3 years after the coaching search process. It's buckets. You just put them in the buckets. Okay, who are the retreads? Who are the guys who, you know, been a head coach before in other places and done a reasonably good job? Okay, Ron Rivera got fired today. Reasonably good job. Took Carolina to the Super Bowl. Not so good in Washington. Might not have been his fault, but hey, you know, it didn't go well there for him. So, do you go with him? Leslie Frazier was in Minnesota. Do you go with him? Do you go with the hot offensive coordinator type guy, Ben Johnson out of Detroit? You got Aaron Glenn as the defensive coordinator. Then the other thing is, hey, you bring a new coach in, and he doesn't like your roster. He starts cutting all the people you just drafted, and he's starting all over again. So you don't want to be the Chargers. That's the cycle they're in. Anthony Lynn had them go in the right direction. They bring in Stanley's and, Brandon Staley, and that didn't go too good. So now they're back in the coaching market. So, the Falcons are on the verge of that. If they don't nail the coach and the quarterback this time around, we're going to be looking at some more 6-10s, 7-10s, 4-13. I got that 17th game as a thing. But if they get it right, you can take back off. It's designed for you to be 8-8 in the National Football League. It's designed for parity. So they're kind of right there at parity. Now you just need a breakthrough. And, you know, to Coach Smith's credit, he did those first two 7-10 seasons with, you know, pretty much non-NFL rosters. And no disrespect to Stephen Means and Harmon and Eric Harris and all those guys, but, you know, they were veterans just kind of hanging on rosters, and, you know, they were getting big-time playing time here. So, you know, they give them credit for that while we're, you know, looking to the future here in Atlanta in the coaching realm. But here is CEO Rich McKay on choosing a coach with previous head coaching experience.
Where you look should be incredibly broad, and it should include head coaching experience. And I think there is something to head coaching experience, but it's got to be the right head coaching experience. And that is not so easy to find, because it's not been easy for me to find over the years. But I think if you find one, and you should consider it, absolutely. Why wouldn't you? But I think also you have to, on the coordinator side, you just have to take your time and make sure that you're paying attention to what is their experience, how many years have they been a coordinator. There's a lot of studies that have been done on that, and I think you need to pay attention to that. So I'm not going to sit here and say that you shouldn't have a prior head coach, but I wouldn't also say that you have to be, you know, biased towards it. I think you just got to take your – I think the one thing that I knew back when the day when I first started in this league was this process used to be a race. That's what it used to be. It was a race. And all you did was get on the phone and race, and you pulled the trigger. You might not have, you might have interviewed him for an hour, but you were scared. That is no longer the case. And therefore, that, to me, it makes it way better to do just what you described, which is bring all the candidates in, former head coaches and current coordinators, and let them, you know, have an opportunity to speak and talk to you about your football team.
This is the Bowtie Chronicles from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In Atlanta, one voice has stood out for over four decades. An AJC original, The Monica Pearson Show.
Let's talk about how you got to ESPN.
Revealing interviews.
You are known as America's doctor, but I want to know who you were before that.
When you have a different name, you have different color skin, it can be tough.
With Atlanta's most famous faces as you've never seen them before.
I'm telling my story. This is the American dream.
The Monica Pearson Show, streaming now on AJC.com.
All right, we're back here at the Bowtie Chronicles podcast, and I have an offer for you. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution has a special offer for our podcast listeners. If you subscribe today, you can get 3 months of unlimited digital access for just 99 cents. That's all of our sports coverage, politics, breaking news, investigations, food, dining, and so much more on AJC.com. Plus, you get access to our e-paper and our assortment of newsletters. So join our community by going to subscribe.ajc.com/podcast. That's subscribe.ajc.com/podcast. So you always know what's really going on. All right, we're back here at the Bowtie Chronicles podcast. We're just going to direct you to our coverage on AJC.com. We don't have news and notes. This is a special edition of the Bowtie Chronicles podcast to get you up to speed with all the news regarding the firing of Arthur Smith. The Arthur Smith era has come to an end. And I know the guys in the media, we were kind of hoping he'd pull through here. Arthur Smith was kind of grew on us there. He tried to make sure we had as much information as we needed. A little bit paranoid, but that's all of the coaches right now. And but you know, he was good to the media and helped us do our job. So we were, you know, you're never rooting for him, but you were like, okay, God, we could have had a real a kind of a, you know, different kind of coach in here that didn't understand. But here on AJC.com on the Falcons page, we have our one story about the Falcons owner. This is from Gabe Burns. Falcons owner Arthur Blank has no regrets over Lamar Jackson, Deshaun Watson situations. We have former coach Arthur Smith's last meeting with the team. Complete coverage. You can Google this, complete coverage, semicolon, Falcons fire head coach Arthur Smith, and that's going to give you all of the stories in one hit. We have a social media reaction to the firing of Arthur Smith. I'm going to hit the complete coverage log there. We got videos from Sarah K. Spencer. We got a breakdown of the Coach Smith, Dennis Allen rumble at the end of the game. All right, we got former coach Watch Grady Jarrett. He was in the locker room, shot video of him. Cody Chaffins was out at practice with us. He did a video of the players, how they reacted to the firing of the head coach. And we got videos of Arthur Blank and Rich McKay on the AJC page if you hit that complete coverage. And you have another one, a column from Ken Segura. Why Arthur Blank ought to include Calais Campbell in the search. And then Mark Bradley, the Bradley's buzz, picking the wrong QB made Arthur Smith the wrong coach. And if I'm just playing it in my head because I know what happened. And if Arthur Smith is up in Wisconsin right now punching Luke Fickell in the face, it's because he sold him on Desmond Ridder. That's his buddy, Vrabel. He's buddies with all the Ohio State old linebackers, Vrabel and Fickell. You know, Fickell was the head coach at Cincinnati. And, when they went up on the visit, you know, he was the guy that they felt they could, coach into, you know, an NFL quarterback. Maybe he still gets there. But, 12 interceptions, 12 touchdowns. He didn't get there this year when they needed him. All they needed was a manager. And, we only saw that a couple times in spurts. So, they had a chance to go for Lamar Jackson, but that, restricted free agents, they never leave their team. That would have been the first one. So that was historical. I don't know. I don't get the Lamar uproar other than he's getting ready to win the MVP. The Deshaun Watson thing, that's flat on. They don't want to take the blame. I'm going to put it on the owner's feet. He's got to be in charge. He's picking a coach. So, own some of this. Warg Dunn helped to build that family a house. They knew the kid. He was a ball boy with the Falcons. They thought he was family. They thought they can get him. Then the money got crazy from Cleveland, and he's up there now. Now you still don't have a quarterback, and you had to trade Matt Ryan at that point. So that's where we are. The Falcons are 7-10, third place schedule. They kind of, and I think also here, and we're going to get out of here, the AJC poll. We did a poll asking you about Arthur Smith, and 75% of you all were not happy with the job he was doing. And the Falcons ticket prices just went up. They got to build up some goodwill. Trying to get the stadium and tickets sold for next year. So, they got a buzz now. They got to find a hot coach and, a quarterback. They got to do a quarterback makeover because Arthur Blank said our quarterback play was deficient this year, and he was correct. So that's where we are here on Black Monday. This is the Black Monday edition of the Bowtie Chronicles podcast. We don't like to be doing these that frequently, but when Black Monday, when your team fires the coach, we got to go ahead and get the Bowtie Chronicles Special Edition Black Monday out there for you all. Lot to chop up over the next couple of days. We'd normally be getting ready to get to our position-by-position review series, but we're going to just exhale because this was quite a finish to the regular season. We'll enjoy the wild card weekend and get back on it and get ready for the Senior Bowl. I think that's our next non-Falcon assignment. We'll be going out to the Super Bowl also in Vegas. So that's coming up. We'll talk with Arthur Blank some more out there. Maybe we'll have a coach by then. But yeah, we'll be on the coaching search beat. Won't so much worry about the position by position review. I mean, we can do that on one of the other podcasts. And the quick and dirty was, hey, special teams were average. Defense did pretty good before they fell apart late. And the offense was sporadic all season. Little Bijan did a good job, almost got 1,000 yards. They couldn't get the ball to London or Pitts. Jonnu Smith had a career year, though. So those are some of the issues that we'll deal with in the position-by-position series. So with that, we're going to get on out of here. Arthur Smith's gone. I don't know who y'all want, but let's just let them do their job. And maybe Arthur Blanco, he's going to be picking a coach. McKay's going to set the table for him. Terry's going to research everything else and keep everything else moving. Flowery Branch. Hey, we were going to reach out to Coach Smith. We're going to give him 24 hours, though. First day was kind of raw, and we're going to invite him to come on. He's got an open invitation to come on the Bowtie Chronicles podcast. He's not going to be unemployed long. Word is already out in the streets. He's going back to Tennessee. They want him as the OC. I don't even know if that position's open, but yeah, he is well thought of around the league, and if he wants to keep going right now, he'll have opportunities for sure. So with that, we're going to tell you to take care, and we appreciate you listening to the special Black Monday edition of the Bowtie Chronicles podcast. Take care and have a great rest of your week.
The AJC's trusted veteran political voices, Greg Bluestein, Patricia Murphy, Tia Mitchell, and Bill Nigut, are the essential source for Georgia politics. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution's Politically Georgia. Sign up for the newsletter, download the podcast, subscribe to the AJC.
Hip-hop is a product of black people. It's a product of black song and celebration.
The Atlanta Journal-Constitution presents
hip-hop's most pulled elements are pulled from the South.
A Southern hip-hop story.
We always go back to that moment of the Source Awards.
Everybody wants your rhythm, but they don't want your blues.
The biggest names in hip-hop.
Atlanta is still the mecca for hip-hop.
50 years.
No one can deny.
One film.
The power of the South now.
The South got something to say. Streaming now at ajc.com/hip-hop.